good. The show has been good. Get off my back. So don't be asking me why. I wanna be rich.
Woo! I wanna be rich. Good afternoon, gamblers.
Couple things.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
go
you know ahead. Me. I Do like the show. To hit the brakes.
Do you want to tell them what show it is?
Yeah, you love
or what the show
Everybody
is?
Loves Bro Bites. They know where they're at. But watching Tom McComas not sing but mouth the word to our theme song, that really makes my day.
You know what? Good.
I do like that.
Glad it makes your day because now the whole show is derailed and we're never going to win a fucking game today.
That's what I do.
I hope you're fucking happy.
Hi, Tony.
How are you doing?
We're good.
Today is a beautiful day. I feel really, really good about our picks. A couple of us had some bad losses yesterday. Some tough beats, I'd say. But we were still 50-50 as .500 overall as a record.
Yeah. Personally, I was 0-7-1.
All right.
The worst ass kicking I think I've ever taken.
You're going to have that. You're going to have that, Todd. But as I pointed out, two of your games that we took here, you had Pittsburgh first five, which Jordan Lyles is on the mound, going against someone who's never fucking started before.
Felt good about it.
And some fucking rookie, Phenom, I can't even remember his name, I saw it this morning, hit 3 2-run home runs. He has 17 home runs this year and 118 bats.
So is Dietrich or something?
Yes.
His name?
Yeah.
Stud.
And Barry Bonds had 17 home runs and 121 at bats the season that he broke the record.
Mm-hmm.
So who would have known that was going to happen last night, Todd?
Well, what's happening is the Reds are stopping to suck.
Yes,
and
they
it's
are.
Throwing me
they
off.
Are, they are stopping to
so
suck.
So I may have to.
Are you bandwagoning them? Are you getting back on?
I'm just going to lay off the action for a little bit because I was they were
because you don't know who they are
making my living off them. I don't know who they are. No, offensively they're really picking it up, and they've always had decent pitching. So, I don't know.
And then your other game, the Boston Red Sox were winning 5-2 in the ninth.
How about that?
And they lost 7-5, and you had the under .900.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going in, and I looked at it earlier on Sports Action app. You had a 99% chance of hitting the under in that game when they were up 5-2 in the ninth, and you lost.
Yeah.
I had her in bed.
It wasn't.
She was all greased up, ready to go. It was looking good, and then she passed out on me. So I just rolled over the other way.
God, you got screwed,
called
man.
It an L.
You got screwed.
That'll happen. Let's roll through some of the other games we had. Who the fuck took Seattle? Who took?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the fucking worst gambler in history as of yesterday.
I thought we were done with Seattle.
Yeah.
My best bet, I had the Chicago White Sox -150. That was a winner. We had the under first five, Minnesota and Milwaukee. Who was that? I believe that was me. That was a winner. Minnesota, -130. One of you two had that one.
Right here.
There you go, Gorms. Nice little win there. You best bet, though.
Yeah, my best bet was not so best.
It was 4-4 going in the ninth, wasn't it?
Oh, dadgum.
Oh,
come on.
Atlanta just couldn't pull it off.
Dansby Swanson, if you're going to win a league MVP, you need to show up in these times, kid. Okay, you need to show up.
Under first five, Miami and San Francisco. Was that you?
Did it lose?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me, then.
Was fucking Schmarzer on the mound? Is that who we trusted?
Yeah, fucking. I should have known better.
We talked about that one.
Should have known.
And then, obviously, the winner of the night. The Connecticut Sun.
Oh, come on.
Easy cover.
Hey,
it's a layup.
Easy cover in the WA. I mean, our WNBA expert is back.
Yeah.
Is he really? He's
back.
1-2 on the year, so he's back?
No, he's back. Don't worry about what we are on
hey,
the year.
Hey, get ready.
Back.
I got another winner for
you're
you
as
later
good
on.
As your last
oh,
bet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Well, thanks for leading us into that, Gorms. We have our best bets right now. Let me catch you up real quickly on our Degenerate of the Week rankings. I am 3-0 in the week.
Good for you.
Guy's
thank
good.
You. Todd is 2-1.
Guy's pretty good. 2-1 is a good record. That's winning money.
And, that was after. We forgot to mention the White Sox finished their first game yesterday. They won 2-1 in a walk-off. And then Gorms is 0-2-1.
Okay, tonight in the WA. See how I kind of rolled right over that?
Is that your best bet?
It is my
go,
best
continue,
bet
go
my
with
best
it.
Bet for the night is Let's Go Ladies. And I am talking about the Minnesota Lynx. Nafisa Collier. I know you guys remember Nafisa Collier.
Yes,
oh,
played
course.
For Gino Auriemma.
Legend.
Oh, yeah,
over
yeah.
In Connecticut.
Yeah, legend.
Says, hey, I'm going to come out my rookie game, my rookie year, and play my first game. I'm going to put in 27 points. Now, Minnesota, without Maya Moore, she's taking the season off. Tending to her family,
okay.
Her growing
That's
family.
Nice of her.
Now, Seattle, the Storm on the other half.
Okay.
Breanna Stewart, out, player of the year. Sue Bird out indefinitely. They're looking for some youngsters to step up. They are on a three-game road trip starting tonight in Minnesota. Legends. I love Minnesota Lynx minus the three tonight. That is my best bet of the evening. Come on, ladies. Let's do what you do.
That's an incredible pick, Jeffrey. Let's go in reverse order then. Todd, what is your best bet for the day?
Arizona, first five money line at Colorado. Significant pitching advantage, I think, here for the Diamondbacks with Robbie Ray on the mound. Nice. He's 4-1, 3.26 ERA. They've won five of his last six starts.
Not bad.
He is hot. He has a 2.45 ERA over his last seven starts. And the Rockies are starting Jeff Hoffman. He's coming off three consecutive Rocky starts, no pun intended. 0-1 with a 8.1 ERA.
You intended that a little bit.
Let's go.
A little bit. That's pretty good.
That's time. Just good,
that
ready.
Was pretty good.
All right, I got my best bet. I am going the Houston Astros.
Tony!
I'm seeing the Houston Astros at minus 105. Anytime I could get the Astros at that price, yeah. I'm probably going to jump on them.
Yeah, I think you got to.
But that's not just the only reason why I'm jumping on this. I could give you stats. Do you want some stats?
I got some money stats.
I'll give you some stats here. Wade Miley on the mound for the Astros. At home, Wade is 3-0 with a 2.15 ERA.
And 5-2 on the year. The guy's
5-2 on the year, 3-0 at home, 2.15 ERA. Nice. He's facing the Cubs, who are 14th best against lefties. Not bad. Not good. Bad. Right there in the middle of the pack. However, Kyle Hendricks goes for the Cubs. He's 2-3 with a 6.0 ERA on the road.
Yeah.
And the Astros are the number one team in the entire league versus righties. So I expect Kyle Hendricks to have a rough night and the Astros to close out the Cubs. Also, Cubs have one of the worst bullpens in baseball. That's why I'm going full game versus first five. So I'm going Astros minus 105 as my best bet.
Fun fact about this game.
Continue.
This started out as minus 115 Chicago's way.
Mm-hmm.
And the money has moved to make the
well,
favorite.
I am seeing it here. Let me pull up the Astros and the Cubs, okay? It is still Cubs minus 115, Astros minus 105.
Okay, perfect. Then it stayed right there.
So we're good. We're sitting there. Yeah. We're sitting there, and I am taking the Astros for all the
what
reasons that I
said.
What is
it that we don't know or that they think that they know that we don't know that we do know?
I,
you know what I'm saying, Todd?
I would say that it's
I don't
public
know.
Perception. I would say it's public perception just because the Cubs are a very highly bet team, and they've been much better lately.
I will say, like, the sharp money was really on yesterday.
On you were just was just on point.
I was going against them. And
oh, you went against the sharps.
Yeah. And
how'd that work out?
Yeah. Put it right in my keys.
Do you know where the sharp money is on this game, by any chance?
I do not.
I could look it up for you real quick.
Go ahead, Tony.
I'm just thinking the reason why the line is at just minus 105 is that they're two big-name teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how the only way that they're going to get money in on both teams. You know, 53% of the money is on Houston. So there's really no side. There's really no side. So just trust my information on this. Trust my information
on
this.
I mean,
you were going to take the Astros too, right?
That is one of my baseball picks, yeah.
Okay.
I was borderline on best betting that like you were, but I trust my Minnesota Lynx.
All right, well, let's just continue to roll in to your baseball picks then. If the Astros was going to be one of them, do you have another one?
I have one more. You heard it. The Astros, the first one with Wade Miley. Let's go. I'm taking the Yankees at home. It's a 1-15 first pitch. The reason I'm taking him, Jimmy Paxton, 3-2, 3.11 ERA, going against Chris Paddock, one of the biggest surprises
in
the National
League. He's been
great this year. He has been great. But guess what, Tony?
He fucked me last
week. Todd, guess what?
What's that?
He's young.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing in where? The Bronx.
The Bronx.
For the first time on the hill. Does he A, shit in his cleats, or does he B, mow down the Yankees lineup? I'm betting on the Yankees get to him at home. Tough place to play for your first time out. Hey, that's my knowledge on the game. You can go with it. You can go without it.
Todd, do you have an opinion on this game?
I do. I actually am taking the first five under.
Okay.
Here's my thoughts. I mean, we're kind of on the same page a little bit. Since April 1st, the Padres are 29th in the league batting against left-handed pitchers on the road.
Hey, that's not great, Todd.
They're facing lefty James Paxton, 3-2.
That's a lefty on the road.
Should keep the run count low, I think, early. Uh-huh. And on the other side of the house, the Yankees are facing, like you said, rookie sensation Chris Paddock, 4-2, 1.93 ERA. They should have trouble scoring on him early. I don't think they reach four runs in the first five.
Okay.
It's funny.
And I felt pretty good about that.
Because I had a lean to each of your guys' picks. I thought about taking the Yankees early. And then I thought about taking the under. Paddock fucked me last week when he was scratched. I took a first five under, and it was for sure going to hit if he was on the mound. But he got scratched with fucking neck stiffness. So whoever was playing, I can't remember.
That happens.
I can't remember who was playing the Padres, but they ended up scoring five runs in the first five, and the Padres scored one in the first five. So I was very upset.
You got screwed by neck stiffness.
I was neck stiffness.
I hate a stiff neck.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm not coming out and pitching if my neck's stiff.
Well, I can tell that right probably now. Fucking Viagra got caught in his throat.
Yeah, probably.
Happens to those baseball players. But you know, I like both your picks there. I like both of your picks there.
Okay, all right.
My other baseball pick here, mm-hmm. which I almost went with the best bet. Pretty confident in this one too. You heard of the Tampa Bay Rays?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'm taking the run line against Toronto
nice.
Blue Jays. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Blake Snell's on the mound for Tampa Bay. He's a 2.89 ERA at home. Blake Snell happens to be a lefty. Toronto happens to be last in the league first left-handed
pitchers.
How about
that?
How about that little stat for you?
How about that?
Trent Thornton is on the mound for Toronto, who is much better on the road, but at night he has a 5.7 ERA.
Oh, a night off.
And he's going against the Rays, who are second against right-handed pitching at home. Tampa Bay has the third best bullpen. Toronto has the 17th, so I'm going full game. Tampa Bay run line here in this situation.
Let's go. You got another pick for me,
Todd?
I do. Phillies, first five money line, okay. home against the Cardinals. The Phillies are facing lefty Genesis Cabrera.
Oh, Genesis.
It's his first start as a major leaguer, from what I understand.
Yes.
And the Phillies, since April 1st, are the third best hitting team against lefties at home.
How's that stat for you, Gorms?
Well, that's a pretty
good
one.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. Does that tickle
They're
your
at
tank?
Home.
Kicks you in the shorts.
And Cabrera is a lefty. I think it all adds up. And the Phillies are starting Aaron Nola 5-0.
Hey, how's 5-0 for you, Gorms?
I like that steamroller.
Yeah. Feel really good
Makes
about
you
the Phillies.
Makes you want to masturbate, huh?
No, not really.
How about this pick? I bet you Todd's got one. Todd, you got one more?
I do have one.
This one's going to make you masturbate.
You're going to really like this
jury's
one.
Jury's out on that.
You're going to like this one.
Which we forgot to talk about. Yesterday was National Masturbation Day.
Jesus. Because
you know this podcast also doubles as a masturbation podcast.
Does it really? God, Lord, what the hell did I sign up for?
Once a month. Todd, go.
I'm going first five over Rangers at Seattle.
Nice.
I got it at five runs.
Both pitchers stink.
Both pitchers stink.
Seattle stinks.
I think's good for the Rangers.
But
the Rangers are second in the league in runs scored in the first five, and Seattle is third.
Yeah, they
score runs. They just lose games.
Yes.
They're going to lose this game probably, but I'm not going to gamble on that for the first five. I think the Rangers scored six or seven runs
Let's
themselves
go, baby.
In the first five.
I feel really good
about this one.
All right, those are our baseball picks.
Now, Tony.
Let's stroll down to the ice. Or you got something else?
Well, I'm going to get to the ice, but I do have an announcement to make.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I know you guys don't know about this, but I have parted ways with a correspondent of mine.
Oh.
And no longer employed by me, but Jack Schnitzer, my on-the-ground correspondent at the French Open.
Gotcha.
He was pretty...
Did Joe Willie lose this morning?
Yeah, he did. Tsongas lost. Kai Nishikori. Beat him.
That's unbelievable.
Three straight sets after winning the first one, Todd. So, unfortunately, my on-the-ground correspondent was all hopped up on the French wine when he made the pick. So I had to let him go.
Okay, well, do you have someone else?
I
tell you what, after last night, I would hire him, but I'm really scared to say his name really fast.
Jack Schnitzer.
Out loud.
Jack Schnitzer.
I'm just
good guy. Hey, we're still
going to
barbecue together and all that. We're just not working together anymore.
Okay.
But I do have another French Open pick. You got to wait a little bit for it. The best athlete, and I'll say this, in the world.
Okay.
In the world.
Please.
Is playing in the French Open.
Who?
And if you don't know who I'm talking about... Look him up. Gael Monfils.
Oh, Gael Monfils?
Yeah, the Frenchman.
People do talk about that. Oh, okay. So you're going French again.
Okay, the Frenchman at the French Open, playing another Frenchman named Adrien Manarino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So we got Gael Monfils.
I got Gael Monfils, who is seeded, whereas Manarino isn't, so he will be the favorite.
Okay.
But he's at the round of 64. We're going to get into the round of 32. Let's go Gael Monfils against Manarino.
And his last name sounds way more French.
Yeah, way more French.
So I argue he's more French than
If we're going to get into a French Open update, I just want to let everyone know that Tsitsipas has won his first two matches.
Nice.
And then Dominic Thiem goes today as well. So my two...
You're a Tsitsipas guy.
Huge Tsitsipas guy. So that's the little fucking French Open.
Nice.
Now can we go to the ice?
Sure.
I was on the Blues game one. They're up 2-0, and then they lost 4-2. But it was just good value. And if they didn't take every fucking penalty in the world, I think we would have been okay. Similar situation today. The Bruins are -180. Oof. The Blues are +150. Who do you like, Jeffrey?
I'm all over the Blues tonight, and I'm all over it because we're getting a series out of this. Okay, I picked St. Louis before. They need to come back. They need to play more physical. We will see it on the night, on the ice. And to make those goal scorers in Boston play out of a closet, Tony, that's what they call it.
Yes.
Make them play out of a closet. Don't get them on open ice. All I'm saying is the big thugs for St. Louis. Specifically, the big, large grizzly bear defensemen will lock down tonight. St. Louis Blues get the win and take home ice advantage after tonight.
I'm on the same page as you, and so is Nick Marotta, just as far as a it's just good value. It's a good value pick. It's tough to take the -180 there on the Bruins when the Blues have been great on the road. They looked good in game one, then they fell apart.
2-0 lead, lost 4-2.
Worst lead in hockey.
Yeah, I know.
Worst lead in hockey.
I know.
Do you boys have anything else today?
I'm going to do something later on in the week, but I want to get your thoughts on NBA free agents, because Thursday night tomorrow we got the opening of the NBA Finals.
You want to do that tomorrow?
We can do that tomorrow because I've got odds on where these top-notch players are going to end up. I want to get Todd's opinion on it, and I want to get your opinion
on it. You know what? I like that, Jeffrey. Right. You know, and I like when you bring new things to the table.
That's what we're bringing.
All right.
Where will the greats play?
We got some soccer action today.
Go ahead.
A little footy action.
I'm interested.
The Europa League final.
Europa, baby.
It's Arsenal versus Chelsea.
Okay.
I'm going Arsenal plus the quarter, okay, which is +113. The reason why I'm taking Arsenal, it's a motivation factor. Arsenal, they win this game, and they're into the Champions League next year, the biggest of the biggest leagues. Chelsea is already in the Champions League next year because they finished third in the Premier League. So I'm thinking maybe there's not a lot of motivation there this today. They traveled to the U.S. this last week to play a game.
A little friendly?
A little bit. And they lost. One of their starters tore an Achilles.
Okay.
And then Conte, who is probably one of their best players if it wasn't for Eden Hazard, is doubtful. Okay, so they're going to be out without players, without motivation. Arsenal wins, and they're in for next year. I'm taking Arsenal.
Okay,
with all those reasons.
Todd,
I like it.
Todd, I know you're a big footy guy.
Big footy guy.
I know you're a big footy guy.
Love the soccer.
Love the soccer.
And then we also have the Memorial this week, and we didn't make any picks for that. But just to give you some information on the Memorial, Rory's the favorite, +1400. Tiger, Justin Rose, Justin Thomas. And then from there on out.
Tiger winning at the Memorial?
Doubtful.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
It's Jack's course.
I know it's Jack's course. He needs to hit some fucking fairways.
Okay.
All right. Let's do our cup of coffee a day parlay. It's a big one today, boys.
Beautiful. Let's go.
It's a nice big winner today. You know, we need one of these ones.
Yeah.
We need one of these.
God, today's a good day.
Mm-hmm. We need it to hit.
We need it to fucking hit. First pick, Houston Astros -105.
Love it.
Tampa Bay Rays run line.
Here we go.
Texas Rangers, Seattle Mariners, over 5.5. Shitty pitchers.
Let's go, Tato.
Philadelphia Phillies, -165.
Here we go.
That's first five, by the way. My bad. First five under, Padres, Yankees.
How about that?
First five, Arizona Diamondbacks from Todd. The New York Yankees from Old Gourmets.
Let's see.
Did you want game line there?
Yes, I do.
Good call. Make sure that lineup gets around a few times. Minnesota Lynx, -4.
Here we go. Let's
and
go.
St. Louis Blues, +145.
Beautiful.
$5 to win $13.50.
That's what I'm talking
there
about, Todd.
Not $13.50.
No.
$1,350.
Todd, those hits in the middle of the week for $5, putting it down, nothing better. Fridays are fun, but when you hit Wednesdays, the weekend's going to be great.
You can do a lot with that amount of money.
This is a grind day, and we fucking grinded for these picks.
Let's go.
Let's go, Jeffrey.
You want these dice or are we done with them?
No, fuck those dice.
Fuck those dice.
Fuck those dice. Tomorrow you want to do a little NBA free agent talk?
We do. I got to get your take on where these superstars are going to end up next season.
Love it, Jeffrey. I mean, because not a lot going on in the world these days.
Once these finals
are over, and then we're going to do some NFL preview.
NFL prop bets, which I love, before the season kicks off. Those are fun.
Cannot wait for the NFL season. Yesterday, we were 100 days away from first kickoff.
Yeah.
So today that makes it 99.
And also 99 days till It 2 hits the theaters.
Okay.
Fun fact. Yeah.
Okay.
How about that one, Todd?
All righty.
Yeah. Okay. I like to pull out some nuggets, and I think I just did there.
MyAction.app/BroBets on Twitter @BroBets. We wish you the best of luck.
Good luck.
Congratulations to the Bruins.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.